it would be great. You know, not only be the number one pick from my hometown, but also from my college, and that'd be a huge nod to my friends, family, and teammates. Why should I be the number one pick? I feel like I'm the best player in the draft, and I feel like I'll prove that today and tomorrow. He probably has a little bit more skill than me. He's been doing it for a little bit longer, but I feel like I'm a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and I'll catch up in that regard of skill.
How important would the number one pick be for you as a competitor?
It shows I'm top dog, at least from the beginning, and I gotta, once I'm in the NFL, I can't just, hang my hat on that. I gotta keep on rising. I started getting better, a couple games into it, and then I had somebody, crash into me in practice, and so it kind of, took me downhill again, but I wasn't myself, throughout the whole season. It was those first couple weeks, Tennessee, Alabama, it didn't help that I was going against some great, competitors, but I just tried to push through it. I have not. I didn't think it would be taken so seriously. So I wasn't really wanting to talk about it. Just talk about being maybe number one and proving I can be. I believe so. I mean, I believe they need a pass rusher. I'm not saying they don't have any, but I feel like my talents could be needed anywhere. I think I'm talking to him later today, so I'll explain that. I'm sorry.
So it wasn't you
don't
feel like you're making
fun, but it's easy to make fun. Oh, no. I mean, everybody has their down years, and anytime it could be turned around. The Cowboys, they turned around their season in a big way, and anybody can do that. Tom Brady.
Why?
I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I feel like I'm a playmaker, so I'm not going to have to worry about that. And I feel like I'm going to bring some work ethic into practice and into the weight room that will change things around there and hopefully maybe be a voice of leadership that can help swing things.
Miles, one other thing about Cleveland. You said you didn't want to play Nicole in the city. I mean, it kind of points to Cleveland. When it's either Cleveland or San Francisco, it's called the top pick, heading into the final game of the regular season. So, can you explain what that was about?
Me just being who I am, just joking around, being lighthearted, don't mean to offend anybody, but I'll crack a joke every now and then, but I'll play for anybody. No, I mean, I played in 30 degrees, 20 degrees, here down in Texas, so it doesn't really matter to me.